Oh, that's right. Another disgrace from a band of coke sniffers, Fleetwood Mac, with the song Hold Me from 1982. You gotta love that decade where a drummer can sniff 8 miles worth of rail, make it with two of his band members, and still hold a fan base. One of the most overrated bands ever, along with the dreaded Rush and Slayer. But back to my compadre here.
Hola, said the one-eyed chola after I snaked her last Bud Light in the ice chest. How's everybody doing out there? That's right, everybody. Dick Hate right here. Me and Mono. Oh, man. You're talking about hating on Fleetwood Mac? The only thing I hate about that band is I wasn't Mick Fleetwood. Woo! Bring out them all! Yeah, if I had a dollar every time I would have made one of those girls holler, I'd have a million of my name. Oh, man. You know what? You are hanging right here with Toscano and Jack. They're coming in later, and I hate the fact that those jack-offs are coming in because they want to make everything all white picket fence, green grass, and nobody hates. But right here, we're the Hate Brothers. Join us in the hate. And here's another song I hate right here from my number one, Pretty Boy Giddy Up, You're More Than Eye Candy, Not So Winger, right here at Back to the 80s Radio.
Back to the 80s radio. This is Toscano from the duo of dynamic stupidity, Toscano and Chang. We are bringing you the nostalgia from the memories that we forgot we had and introducing the 80s to a whole new generation. Today, we are finishing up with a part two in our talk about our most hated bands. I want to encourage you to leave a review of our show on whatever platform you listen to us on. Let us know what you'd like to hear on the show. You can go to our Facebook page and just drop us a note. Let us know what topic you'd like to hear. Also, I want to thank you for listening and officially making us, yes, the most popular 80s radio show in the world. Of course, we cannot do this show alone. It would be evil of us to do so. With us is a man who is selling his strands of hair on eBay for a mere $1. He is a man that was seen in the 80s trying to go to Taco Bell, Poppin' Taco, Poppin' Taco, and Del Taco all at the same day together. We call him the Chang.
That's right, and I would cross-sauce all those Mother Hubbards every time I went. I would go to the three of them after indulging in the intake of a mass quantity of marijuana. Because when I was under the influence of alcohol or cocaine, I did not believe in eating right then and there. But the munchies, yes. And I would fancy all three establishments that you just mentioned, Toscano. Oh, yes, I know. Stop drooling over your microphone. Yes. And I would cross sauce. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's evil to do that, by the way.
Like people,
remember when people used to do the suicide sodas and to pour the sodas? That's the same thing.
I would do the same thing. You got to live dangerous, my friend.
Of course
friend.
You do.
Come on.
Of course you do.
Every now and then, you got to take one of your eyes off the road and the wheel and look upon and engage everything around you. You got to be bad, everybody. Every now and then, it's good to be naughty. And the Chang was so naughty in the 80s. So naughty that I thought I would get together with my compadre, my pilot to this journey on the road of life that we take. Everybody's favorite Italian who only likes popular music and is afraid of metal because it reminds him of the devil. That's right. My favorite Italian besides Chef Boyardee, Tusky Toscano. Thank you again for bringing the audience to me.
Well, it is my job here to make your life as difficult and as problematical as possible here on the show when we're talking about the bands that we hated.
Yes. I hope you do know one thing.
What is that?
that just because you think your bands are great doesn't mean they're great. Just because I think my bands are great doesn't mean they are great. But more than 50%, my bands are better than yours.
Right, right, right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
On that note, when we come back from a break, we are going to continue our talk of our most hated bands of the 1980s. We're sorry if we hurt your feelings, but hey, remember, this is Back to the 80s Radio.
Hey, some of you remember the 80s vibe, right? Well, it lives loud and proud on Back to the 80s with my pals Toscano and Che.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s Radio, and that was the one and only Devo with Whip It and Whip It Good. You are on the hang with Toscano and Chang. Tonight, we are diving into part two of Los, double shot of the hate. The hate is the fate, so bring your hate. Hit us on our social media pages right here at Back to the 80s Radio, care of Toscano or Chang, and give us your hate. Doesn't matter of an artist, a song, hell. Maybe you just didn't like the way somebody looked in the video. Hit us, and we guarantee we will put your name and your hate on the radio. Is that not right, Toscano? You son of a monkey.
That is 100% correct. If you just joined us, don't forget to drop us a note. Leave us a review. That's, you know what, guys, 80s fans, please. We are just asking that you would leave us a review on any of the platforms that you listen to us. All the way from Canada to the United States, Central, South America, Asia, Europe, the Middle East, I mean, Australia. We love all of you guys, and we thank you for spending the time with us. And we're doing it for you guys as well. But we need you guys to leave us a review on any of the platforms. We would highly and really appreciate it.
And please bring the thumbs down, especially today. Right, Toscano?
Especially today. We need your thumbs down today. We need you to know we have opinions that you probably very much dislike. And today's one of those days that's where right. You're probably going to want to leave a thumbs down. But if you are on board with us and you agree with us, all the better. Give us those thumbs up. So, Chang, kicked off the show last week, and we talked about the bands that we hate. Today, we're continuing with part two, and allow me to give you the honor to go first on this battle of hate today, because today, I got to tell you, I'm taking the gloves off. Today, the hate is coming. Now, by saying that we hate these bands doesn't necessarily mean that the other person is automatically going to like them. Maybe they hate them too. I don't know. Maybe Chang will hate them as well. Most likely not, because everything that I usually hate, he likes. But it's not done on purpose.
Yeah.
Unlike Chang, who automatically chooses the songs that I really like to hate on. Okay, continue. That was my rant.
Please, please, please. The hate of my choice is not only squarely based on picking on you as the schoolyard bully. Give me your lunch money and that punch, or I'm going to sock your little ass into the moon. No, it's not me that you hate. It's my wisdom of great music that you, my friend, despise. In other words, is hate. Other than that, are you ready to go hate for hate? Now, I'm ready.
Hate for hate.
I'm talking about hate as in this type of a band. And I'm talking about Mr. Big.
What?
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. Broken heart.
Wait a second.
I'm talking about anybody that says that they are Mr. Big really means they are Mr. Small. Take it from a guy who drove a four-wheel drive most of his entire Changlihood of life. That there's some guys that I came across in some bigger trucks than mine, and they were way meeker and a bit smaller than mine.
Oh, this coming from a guy that likes Motorhead.
Anybody that, Motorhead will kick you in the ass. Ha. You know what? One day, if you would have ever hung out with Lemmy with me, you would have wet the floor out of fear, my brother. You want to go ahead. You know what? Why don't you just take off your jacket and show everybody your Mr. Big concert shirt? Mr. Big. Mr. Big Turd. That's about all I see.
You know, I don't have to put up with your aggression.
I hear the term of Mr. Big.
I can't believe
hate that,
that you start off the show with one of my favorite bands of all time.
Okay, here's number two.
No, wait. Let's talk about Mr. Big. Formed in Los Angeles in 1988. Yes, they are an 80s band.
Wow.
Yes.
They suck.
Having some of the most amazing musicians.
What?
Yes, that's right, with Paul Gilbert on the guitar.
Not like they were Toto or anything.
Paul Gilbert on the guitar whips most of music's butt on the guitar, just to let you know. It's okay. I'll educate you later. But Eric Martin on the lead vocals, Paul Gilbert guitar.
Tiny Tim kicked ass over this band.
Oh, brother, Tiny Tim. Billy Sheehan on bass and Pat Torpy on drums, who rest in peace. This is a band that everything that they put out, everything, pretty much was a hit, including probably...
Except the name.
Whatever. Including probably one of their most famous songs, which is... Now, for my first band of the evening that I choose to pick on, it's not necessarily a band that you probably like, but then again, you probably do. Now, I wanna let you guys know something. I may not like this band. It's one of my most hated bands. This following song is actually, I can put up with this song.
Who are we talking here? Billy Idol?
The band that I'm talking about is The Clash.
Oh, it's a great band. Overplayed song.
The Clash. Overrated band.
You're full of yourself.
Look, they formed in 1976. They were an English rock band.
Punk rock.
And
against the establishment.
Whatever. Punk rock, new wave, post-punk, experimental rock, whatever you want to call it.
Mumbo jumbo.
The Clash were just falling in an area that, I think they were overrated. You know, them and the Sex Pistols. There you go.
Yeah, you know what?
There you go. How do you like that?
The Sex Pistols was raw in their time and their era and where they came from. But I have to tell you, The Clash to me has got way more talent, musical balance, more education. I mean, intellect, not education. Intellect.
Education. They graduated from Harvard School of Music.
Than any other punk band that came out of the punk movement from the UK. And you got to say, you know, the song I know that you're pointing to, I know you hate it, but Rock the Casbah, but it's a very political song. Even the video is very political. So you have to really understand the political realm to enjoy that song. Just like everybody hates Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, or Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Certain songs get
overplayed. Or the Eagles, Hotel California.
Oh,
yeah.
God dang. Every time I hear the Eagles, Hotel California, I want to go to Don Henley's house and smack him in the goddamn face just because I'm sick and tired and I hate that song. But I love the band. And just like The Clash, I love the band, but damn it, I hate that song. That's a good point, my brother. No. I have to tell you, I join you in the hate of that song. I hate the fact that you think Mr. Big is good. That's what I hate.
Okay, so Mr. Big, on a serious note, is, I love the band. I love Mr. Big. Most of their songs.
My condolences.
Oh, my condolences to you for not liking good music. Well, seeing that I know how this rest of the show is going to go, you're choosing nothing but bands that I like. You're going to pull that card on me.
No, continue. Plenty of bands. I got plenty of bands.
Of course you do. And they're all the ones that I like.
Now, how do I know that you like all the shitty bands? I didn't know this.
Well, I didn't know you liked all the crappy bands that I hate. Well,
are you ready for my...
Let's do it. You know what? We're going to turn this into a head-to-head competition of bashing. Toscano versus Chang here. Band bashing. Okay, fine. Let's do it. You wanted it. You got it.
Okay. You know what I hate? I hate the fact that the band Chicago changed when Peter Cetera took over the realm and started becoming the lead of everything, vocal-wise, lyrical written content, structure of the song. Now, I did love Chicago growing up. Believe me, the 70s, oh, the Chicago transit system, they kicked ass. That's right, they kicked ass. Jimi Hendrix once said that the band Chicago and its great founding father, the guitar player, was the greatest thing he ever seen. But no, when Peter Cetera took over, that band took a whole new face.
You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever.
No, they weren't rock. Yeah, they were played on rock stations, but you know what? They were weak because I heard their crap in elevators. I heard their crap in office cubicles. I heard their crap coming in just about everywhere where there was two people going, "Hi, I'm Dottie and Ron, and you're easy listening with us. And here's something from Chicago." Yes, I hated Chicago back when they turned soft. Boom! There, the gloves are off. Peter Cetera. Cry me a river! Oh, I bet you he's divorced with all the love songs that he pretended to have feelings.
The following band, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm going to pick on, probably a band that, Chang, I know, you know, before the show, you said, how about we choose a band that we would probably both hate? I'm talking about a British rock band widely known for their 1985 hit, Walking on Sunshine. Right, I'm talking about Katrina and the Waves. I hate this band. With Alex Cooper, Vince De La Cruz, Kimberly Rue, and Katrina Leskinich.
I hated that band. That song. The one thing, I didn't even have to see this band on TV to envision some dirty chick with hair under her arms, probably with hair the same cut that maybe Jeff Beck, rest in peace, who we just lost a few days ago. Great guitar player. I saw him with Hendrix and Jimmy Vaughn before in concert. Epic. I'm so blessed to see him. But the Katrina and the Waves, the name alone sucks. Katrina and the Waves. Neither one of those people in that band looked like they showered very much, hung out at the freaking beach by the waves.
You got to remember that this Katrina, the band, was way before Katrina the hurricane. So take that out of the equation. Let's go to a break. When we come back, there's plenty of more hate where this came from. And if you have a band that you hate that we actually like, drop us a note. Go to our Facebook page and let us know what band you would love to hate on.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie Doo. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff.
Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station. Now,
back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
You're listening to Back to the 80s Radio. Before the break, we were talking about the bands that we hated, ended up talking about Katrina and the Waves. It's been played on the radio for 500 million times already and continues to be played on the 80s station as if there are no other bands or as if Katrina and the Waves had that only song. Anyway,
that was their only song. Weren't they just a one-hit wonder?
Probably.
And everybody wanted to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, here's what I think. That you should let everybody know what other band that I like that you hate, because that's what's going to happen. So go ahead. I turn it over to you, the hater of everything that I like.
Got to throw it back right at me, huh? That I am the one that brings up the negatory all the time. But no, please. The only thing that I hate more than this next band is you accusing me of being Captain Hate of all time when you might.
Oh, continue, Don Henley.
Now I'm being called Don Henley because I hate the same song that you do. Now I'm Don Henley. Well, you know what? No, I'm going to Glenn Fry your ass right here and now. I'm going to tell you this is a song that I hope we both hate. Okay, and it's by an artist you know I really love. and it's...
Well, wait a second.
Wait a minute. What?
You got to hate the band.
No.
You got to hate the band.
No.
We're talking about bands that we hate.
I thought we were talking about whatever was hated, a band or a song.
Oh, so now you changed the thing.
Okay,
See, there it is.
Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. Here we go. Here's a band that I hate. A Flock of Seagulls. I mean, A Flock of Seagulls? What kind of freaking name is A Flock of Seagulls? How about A Flock of Geese? Because it looks like a couple of geese stepped on that dude's freaking head and fricked up his hair to where it looks like he got hit by a moving car, or a flock of geese that were flying over his head. I mean, one-hit wonders, are we talking?
A Flock of Seagulls was just live at the Totally 80s Bar and Grill about a month and a half ago. I'm dead serious.
Are you serious? Oh, I would have loved to have
been
there.
Yeah, with
to
their
hate
hits,
right
I Ran So Far Away and Space Age Love Song.
I would run that far away from them every time I heard their music.
Now, those are the
so
only two songs, by the way,
that's
that I like, which
I
is Iran and then Space Age Love Song. This is another English new wave band from Liverpool, 1979 formed.
Oh, they disgraced.
And
they Liverpool.
Came out with a few hits that are still played till today. Probably.
Two hits. And those are two hits. Every time I have to list, I have to hear them played on our K-Hits 92.5 where we keep the 80s vibe alive. I cringe. And it was like, ah.
You love it.
You got to give a little to get a little. And if we hope to get greatness, then I, the Chang, have to sit by and listen to those songs and roll my eyes and tell my wife, why? Dear God, why? Do the Flock of Seagulls have to fly through our windows and
all right.
our ears?
All right.
I hate them.
That's nice. I actually only like two other songs. That's it.
Oh, so
we kind of co-hate, but not that much.
Oh, no. You like two songs, the same songs I hate. Never mind. We're co-nothing. Continue with your hate.
All right. So let me tell you this.
This band
I am going to mention is a band not only that I hate, I didn't hate them before, but I hate them now because of many reasons.
Let me tell you this band.
They are one of the world's best-selling bands, having sold more than 200 million records, including 100 million sold in the U.S. alone, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998, and were ranked number 75 on Rolling Stone's 2004 list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. Formed in 1971 here in the city of Los Angeles, with 5 number one singles and 6 number one albums, 6 Grammys, and 5 American Music Awards, none other than the Eagles. I hate this band. I hate Don Henley for saying what he said. I've told you guys many times here. He is a pompous, rich a-hole that only cares for himself.
Narcissist,
definitely. I am sick
hypocrite.
And tired of Hotel Would California. And that's the reason why we don't play them on the K-Hits 92.5, although we should, and I may change my mind one of these days, but it would require some
now,
cash.
Now, my brother, I have to tell you, I love the Eagles, but I love the Eagles
of the 70s.
Now, many don't know this band evolved. They came together when Jackson Browne hooked up Don Henley and Glenn Frey on an apartment. These guys got together because they were jamming with Linda Ronstadt on her backing band during the 70s. And they had that one.
Right. They were touring with her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they were touring. That was her hit, I believe, two-hit album or maybe just the one-hit album. And these guys.
Yeah, they played on her third album, third solo
and then,
album.
You know, that took off. And then after that, Jackson Browne hooked them up. They became the Eagles. You know, we're not here to do their documentary because I love that band. I always will. But I will hate Don Henley for several reasons. The reason that you, number one, mentioned, he's a hypocrite. He's a narcissistic son of a bitch. He's a guy that created great music for the love of music. And it didn't matter what kind of money you made. You just wanted to get that vibe out. And now he only cares about the dividends, the money. This is also a guy that said once Glenn Frey died, his buddy, his founding member of this band, 50-50, mano y mano, just like you and me, he passes away, and then he says nobody will ever fill his shoes and we will never tour again. Well, lo and behold, he swallowed his tongue and shoved his head up his ass. He did a memorandum type tour where Glenn Frey's son took the helm and was with the band for a stint, which was uncanny and eerie because his son resembles him, yet sounded very similar to him, which was very nostalgic and profitable for the band and profitable in two ways for Glenn Frey's son. Notoriety to get his own stuff out to prove he had the licks his dad did, but to prove he's badass and could carry where his dad left off. Back to Don Henley, a man who said no matter what, he would never, ever bring the Eagles to revive after the death of his good friend and co-founder. And then this event and his self-righteous proclaim to nobody can have his music, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I too hate him and think he's a narcissistic, hypocritical, forgot where he came from, forgot the vibe, monkey-ass son of a bitch. So, yes, I agree with you. I hate that guy. Here's a band that I first admired, and I first thought, wow, this fits into the vibe and the style in which I partook in the early 80s during, let's see, my high school years from 79 to 83, also beyond. I'm talking about one band, LA's own Chosen Sons, supposedly, and self-proclamation to being the Angels of Los Angeles. We're talking about Motley Crue. Motley Crue first came onto the scene with their epic EP, Get Your Gun, which was badass. Then they came out with Live Wire, another badass entire album from start A to Z. Killer ass band. But then no. Now this band got away with Chaos, Look, Dirty Rock and Roll, Bad Boy, Pick Up the Chicks, Kick Your Ass, Came From Nothing, Do What We Want to Do. Yes, the typical persona of rock and roll and those that we, myself and others, call ourselves as rockers. But this is a band that totally absorbed the life and the money, and the ego went on a kind of brain fart trip to where, no, this band did not stay raw and gritty. They did some pretty heinous things, repulsive things, adolescent things, very memorious things. They were a memorial.
Right. Well, they were very, it's a very immature, immature band in spite of their old age. You know that, right? Immature acting.
Very immature. And what immaturity brings is devastation. Now, when Vince Neil decided to take the wheel and took it under the influence of dope and booze and probably a little bit of sleep and ego, and drove that one night and killed his buddy from another glam band that, you know, honestly, wasn't my type of music, Hanoi Rocks, and took his life and caused some other damage to other drivers, I believe, and did not serve any prison time, but was given, you get to be on parole and go out there and live your life, but you have to be sober. But yet you are blessed with being able to make music still. And yeah, you can go on tour if we okay it, but you promise you can't get high. Was a slap in the face to all us Americans, us, those who didn't have money, real rock and rollers, and what is morally sound and right. This band I will hate forever for Vince Neil's actions and his arrogance, which changed the structure of the music. They had to portray themselves as decent boys. So instead of singing about rock and roll and personifying yourself in a certain way in your videos, they stay bad boys, but they dress like some of the 80s chicks that I banged back then. You know what I mean?
Well, I think, brother, that it all falls down to the fact that they don't want to grow up. And this is from the inside. I'm not saying from the outside. They don't want to grow up because, you know, what you get on the outside is a reflection of the inside. But this is a band that was formed in L.A. in 81. They have countless multi-platinum certifications. They had, what, 9 top 10 albums on the Billboard 200 chart? I mean, it's a band that I don't really love and I don't really hate. The only song that I really, really enjoy from them is Home Sweet Home.
You know what? Let's take us out right now to a commercial break. And everybody out there, get your thoughts together. Brother, I'm going to bring a song that this song right here, you're going to be surprised, has a lot of sentimental value to my heart, especially now that I am no longer in Southern California amongst my homies and all of you, which I call my familia. You are listening to K-Hits 92.5, and you are keeping it alive with Back to the 80s Radio right here with Toscano and Chang. And let's take it home. Home Sweet Home, Motley Crue. Don't you go anywhere. Even if you have a tear when you come back, we are here for you.
You know I'm a dreamer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shadow Stevens, and you must listen to Back to the 80s Radio. It's the law.
Let me explain something to you. I am a vintage, mass-marketed children's toy from the 80s.
Back to the 80s Radio, Motley Crue with Home Sweet Home, a song that was originally a promotion for the single in 1985. It was a radio promo, actually, and it was often referred to as a power ballad, and it became the number 12 song on VH1's list of the greatest power ballads of all time. It touches a lot of people's hearts, of course, because it brings you back to a place where you wish for better times, a place that we like to call home. And for a lot of people that after the 80s had to take off and go in different directions to where they originally grew up, some for good, some for worse, a lot of us wish that we could go back home. And for us here, it is back to the 80s, of course. This following band is an English-American rock band formed in 1978. I cannot tell you how I dislike this band. I think not only are they overrated, I hate their voice, I don't like their music arrangements. I don't like anything of this band. I don't like the front man, or should I say front gal of this band. Because in lead vocals and rhythm guitar is Chrissy Hynde. James Honeyman Scott, lead guitarist. Pete Farndon is bass guitar and backing vocals. And Martin Chambers on the drums and backing vocals. I'm talking about the band that is known as the Pretenders, because they actually pretend to be a good band. There you go. Even though they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005, they will always be in the top three of inductees into the Toscano Hall of Hate.
Man, you, my friend, are mistaken. You whacked out my baby. Oh, what is wrong with you not liking the Pretenders?
Yeah, that's just as bad as that's actually just as bad as what they do.
The retardation of the crust,
they prefer
in
retard.
The back of your mind due to a backup of mucus, it must be the reason that you do not think the Pretenders are a great band. Chrissy Hynde, the band you just mentioned, two of the members died within a year apiece due to drug overdose. But yet, Honeycutt and Chrissy Hynde, oh, the legend, the voice, the strong, sexy, badass. Chrissy Hynde was the kind of chick you want to have wild sex with, go drinking. You and her She's the kind of girl that's going to kick everybody's ass in the bar with you. Then you're going to go back to the room, have wild sex, go back, have a great breakfast, and then boom.
No. She looks like the laundry lady that got into a fight with the dryer.
You know what? Laundry lady or not, I will lay upon you and you can tumble dry me all night. Chrissy Hynde, the Pretenders is a badass band. And if you listen to the to the band's latest material, just as badass as the original. I'm sorry, you hate all day.
Yeah, just as bad. You're right. Just as bad.
I hate you for hating on the Pretenders. That's what I hate.
I will not listen to the Pretenders.
You know what? The Pretenders hate you for not giving them a chance. Hey,
the Pretenders sound like a bad rock band that fell down the stairs.
You know,
and came up with something that they like to call music.
You know what? Yeah, there's only two bands that I could think that you probably love. That's why you are so misconstrued on the like of you're the Pretenders of the Pretenders. And I'm thinking about the weak ass band.
Wait, is this one of the ones that you hate?
Wait a minute. No, I'm going to just throw in out two examples. This is not my actual hate list.
You
are the kind of guy that likes the Fine Young Cannibals and...
The Fine Young Cannibals is next on my list, by the way. The Fine Young Cannibals was next on my list. I hate the Fine Young Cannibals. I hate them since they first came out with that 80s, stupid song.
I mean, in
the 80s.
Who names a band the Fine Young Cannibals? And how did they survive 84 to 91?
She drives me crazy. Disgusting.
She drives me crazy.
You know what? Hey, you could do a Bee Gees song better than you do your own freaking crap, the Fine Young Cannibals.
Now, I got to tell you this. I'd rather listen to the Fine Young Cannibals than the Pretenders. How's that?
You know what? I think I'd rather listen to you tell me how great is.
Well, Aha is great. They're a Norwegian synth-pop band. They were formed in Oslo in 1982. These guys are phenomenal. They can still pack house today, and they still sing the same. And, wow, if there's any song out of all the repertoire of the 1980s, their song, Take On Me, is the most 80s song in the history of the world. There, I said it. Next.
Man.
Aha. They've sold over 100 million albums and singles combined. This was a great band. Still filling up stadiums today.
You know what?
Attracting. As a matter of fact, they're in the world's Guinness's Book of Records for having the biggest paying rock concert attendance. There you go.
As sucking the longest of times. Hey, we give you guys the Ripley's Award for sucking the longest period in time, decades and decades over. The Pretenders are still ass-kicking.
Yeah,
The two original members are still ass-kicking.
They're kicking the bucket.
With two badass new guitar and bass players.
Right.
And they look, but yet now they are similar to the original. Therefore, they are similar.
Copycats.
So you know what? Yeah. Stick that
just
in
like
your
Journey.
Vape pen. And smoke. You know what? Journey sucked way beyond anything we're talking about now.
No, you cannot. No.
Jonathan Cain made Journey suck.
Journey has always been a great band.
Jonathan Cain.
Please. All right.
Please.
All right,
I'd rather listen. You know what? When I see Steve Perry, I think of one thing. A badger looking at me through the window. There, I said it.
Wait a second. Is that your next band? Because if it is, I'm going to destroy you because your hate for...
Shut your dirty mouth. No, it's not my next band. Shut your dirty mouth.
An incredible band such as Journey.
No, it's not my other band. No, I'm just...
Venting.
Throwing
Continue.
Scenarios out
Continue.
There.
I'm Continue throwing dirt.
Please, let me go grab a shovel and some gloves. I will bury you in your own dirt. Along with the feces that you fill your ears with.
All right. Go ahead.
Continue. Son of a bitch.
Continue, Mr. Pretender.
I hate the Pet Shop Boys. The name alone reminds me of the scent of bird shit, turtle shit, puppy shit, illegitimate kitty shit, dead hamsters, and feed dead crickets. The Pet Shop Boys.
Three-time Brit Award winners, six-time Grammy.
Three times too many.
All right, listen to this. Three-time Brit Award winners, six-time Grammy nominees. Since 1984, they've achieved 42 top 30 singles. That says a lot. 22 of these being in the top 10 hits.
Yeah, people are freaking deaf.
Always On My Mind, West End Girls, and It's
Never
a Sin.
Never On My Mind. West End Girls, they like guys. They didn't like
girls.
This
is what a great synth pop new wave band should sound like. Great band.
Yeah. Like shit. You know what?
And they still have the great voice till today. How many of those bands that you like from back in the day can still sing? Not many.
A lot of
not
them.
Many.
A lot of them.
Not many.
And the ones that can are dead.
You know what? I'm going to do something for you and for everybody listening. Here on Back to the 80s Radio, this is West End Girls by the one and only Pet Shop Boys. We're going to be right back with more 8.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Jag. We are coming back from some of the most hated tracks and artists that both Toscano and I share. Now, the track that we just came back from, I hate so much, I can't even pull it out of my mouth. Toscano, please continue.
Let me tell you this. I'll make this one short because it's a band that you like. Formed in 1975 in London. Heavy metal, hard rock, speed metal. The albums like Overkill, Bomber, Ace of Spades. With Motorhead, a band that sounded like the guy was chewing on sandpaper every time he sang. Lemmy of Motorhead has probably the worst voice in the history of singing. And that includes anybody who was alive since the very first man.
You, my friend, are lost. You are afraid of the great band Motorhead. You're afraid.
Oh, I'm not afraid. No, there's nothing. There was nothing. The only thing I was afraid of is listening to 5 seconds.
Motorhead gig. Motorhead is
listening to 5 seconds worth of their music. Lemmy's voice made my ears bleed.
That Hendrix was a god. Some say Clapton was a god. Some say that Ozzy is a god, but Motorhead, no, is like John Lennon, a god. Lemmy is a freaking bass playing, live it to the T, ass kicking, rock and roll, heavy metal. Goddamn guru. I had the blessing and the pleasure to meet Lemmy at the Rainbow, where he sat with two gorgeous looking women at his Pac-Man table.
Yeah.
I walked into the Rainbow, and this was in 2000. I'd say maybe 5, maybe 6. I don't know. It was a while back. And I had just done a gig at the Comedy Store. Walked into the Rainbow, saw Lemmy.
Right.
He thought I was a guy that was doing a replication, a kind of impersonation of Motorhead.
You mean like you were part of a cover band and you were the
lead.
The
way I looked. Invited.
Yeah, because you kind of do look like Lemmy.
That's right, brother. You know what I mean?
But you have a better voice than he will ever have dreamed of.
No, Lemmy had a bad voice.
Yes.
And yes, one day I too will be killed by death. But I was called over to Lemmy's table. I sat down. I had a shot of Jack Daniels with him. Talked a little bit about being older and being a dad. And we talked a lot about, I mean, a lot of rock and roll in its entire history, its integrity, not only the realms of metal, but real rock and roll, from the Beatles to what we had now, to the climb of hip hop, to the similarities of hip hop, to rock and roll, to metal. So we had a good conversation.
Right.
I ended up leaving him. I did not ask for a photo with my cell phone, like a typical tourist wussy type.
Partly because there was no cell phones back then. Okay.
No, there were cell phones. You better slow your roll. This was
really?
In the 2000s.
There were cell phones back in 1971?
This was in the 2000s. And you, my friend, better watch yourself, because I could easily give you a Motorhead fist bump that would knock you out and you would be afraid that you were stricken by Satan himself. But Lemmy was a great soul, a great individual. And yes, an icon.
Well, I have no doubt of that.
Motorhead.
I have no doubt that he was a great hardcore guy.
To the T, three-piece sounding like a full metal orchestra band of its time. Lemmy Kilmister, Lord, good God, Larry Wallace, Lucas Fox. I mean, come on, brother. All the way to right. Phil Campbell, yeah. Mickey D. This group,
Pete Gill.
This group kicked off in 75 and still had the stamina and the dominance and the greatness to withhold time all the way till Lemmy's death on the 28th of December in 2015. What metal band can you say you hate and sucks? Any other band would say maybe, but not Motorhead. A three-piece band, greatness like the Police, greatness like Rush, greatness like the Jimi Hendrix Experience, greatness like Traffic and everything Clapton did before. And you can say that this is a crappy band. Only those who say this is a crappy band are those who are afraid to walk past the alley when cats like us were standing there having a bum on a cigarette, smoking a joint, passing a bottle, and looked your way because we had leather jackets and we looked like we would rip your soul out. That's the only reason you hate Motorhead. You were on your way to the mall. In your penny loafers with nickels in them.
Although their lyrics typically covered such topics as war, good versus evil, abuse of power, promiscuous sex, substance abuse, and most famously,
and that's what the real world is all about.
Most famously, gambling. They were still a band that I will always hate. I don't like the singing. I don't like the music. And it was nothing to do with me being scared. There was nothing to be scared of. The only thing to be scared of is not winding up to look like that and sound like that. Other than that, it is your turn, my friend.
You know what? Before we get to my turn, let's take our listeners on a trip. You are listening to...
I knew you would do that.
You are listening! Back to the 80s radio with Toscano and Chang right here at K-Hits 92.5, and let's take it out with some metal. Motorhead, Killed by Death. Dig it home! Dig it home!
Back to the 80s radio. That was one of the worst bands that I have ever heard, Motorhead.
Great, 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 great bands, great songs. Well, you know what, my friend? Here's a band right here. I'm going to throw it right back at you. I bet you you loved it. I bet you had a poster in your bedroom of this band. And I am talking about the band from 1980, Depeche Mode. An emo, I'm feeling sad, I don't want to get out of my blankets, no one understands, mom and dad aren't there for me type bands. I'm sure, I am more than positive that you were dominated by the sheer essence of this weak all-time band with such a name as Depeche Mode.
First of all, they weren't emo. This was a new wave band. All right? It was a new wave band.
It's It doesn't, the same meaning means sucks.
No. What can I say about Depeche Mode? Could continue with your hate. Continue with the hate.
They were kind of like
one of the 100 greatest artists of all time. But go ahead.
Some type of unequal. I would say a modern day equalness to disco. Is that what you're thinking? You want to get up and dance and cry? You want to dance with a box of Kleenex? Listen to Depeche Mode. Yeah, sabut.
Listen to this. They have sold over 100 million records worldwide. They are included on the list of the 50 bands that changed the world for the better. Ranked on number 98 on VH1's 100 Greatest Artists of All Time. They were even inducted nominated for the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2017. And listen, and they were inducted.
Don't get me started on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't.
So, yeah, let's not get started. We've talked about that because they weren't rock. However, I will tell you this. Depeche Mode, with such albums as A Broken Frame, Black Celebration, Music for the Masses.
In
early 1990, they released Violator, which is one of their greatest achievements, and then Songs of Faith and Devotion. This is a band that has gone through their struggles. One of their members died as well. Dave Gahan, the main singer, still after having a battle with drugs and being in a coma and almost passing away, this is a guy that still sings today just as good as he did when he was in his early 20s. You can't say that for many bands. And this is one of those bands that till today will make stadiums shake across the world.
Okay, now as you set upon to make my soul shake across the board and the microphone from you, yes, your story of his heroics and his fight and his strength and his faith are incredible stories, incredible, epic. You could only write a better movie script with adding to it. No, I will not take that away from that man's life or his venture or his music and his inspiration and strength. No, I'm talking about the sheer weight. Please, before you speak upon the microphone and cut me down with a thousand swords, my hate for that band is it was not for my liking back then. You're asking me why I hate them? It was too much in touch with my soft side. And during the 80s, I did
you
not
didn't have a soft side.
No, there was no soft side.
You didn't have a soft side.
Oh, no.
You were not human.
No,
nothing,
it was not.
Nothing was soft to the
It was not until 1987 that the Great Spirit touched upon my heart and gave me something to become the soft-sided, more moral thinking. It's all about everything else and what I've created more than the hate.
And we're glad that happened.
Yes, I was very
glad that happened.
But that does not take the fact away from even to this day, after I've raised four beautiful children and had two beautiful grandchildren, that I will not say this band stinks. And I said it. Now, God
David
bless that
Gunn.
Man. God bless that man. But I'm sorry. His music prior to his struggles and his strive to continue and be a heroic leader in a moral way and in a strength way has nothing to do with the sheer hate I have for their early music. Please.
Oh, well, good for you.
You like Bon Jovi, and I applaud Bon Jovi for opening a restaurant and giving people that don't have something and they can just easily barter and trade for it.
So,
and to be
so
there
let me
with
get
his wife doing the hard
let me
work,
get this straight.
I commend people like that, but if their music sucked, their music sucked.
Are you?
I hate it.
Are you done with Depeche Mode and bashing my band?
Please get it straight. Yes, I'm done.
And on that note, let's take it out in style, because this is a song written in 1989 and didn't show up until 1990 from Depeche Mode. Enjoy the silence and enjoy the music on Back to the 80s Radio. Welcome back. This is Back to the 80s Radio. You just heard Kiss with Lick It Up and one of my favorite bands of all time, Depeche Mode, with Enjoy the Silence. Chang, that is a radical, radical song. But now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us as we enter the last stretch of the show. And this part of the show is the part where we like to talk about those things that made us angry back in the 1980s, and in honor of the most wonderful Chang, we have now dubbed them Changries. So Chang, what made you Changry, not angry, back in the 80s?
You know what got me Changry back in the 1980s?
What?
ZZ Top.
You know what got me Changry back in the 80s?
What's that?
Heart.
You know what got me Changry back in the 1980s, Van Halen's last album and Diamond Dave leaving and becoming a wussy.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call the Changries. If you have a Changry or something that made you angry back in the 1980s and you want to let us know so that we can share it here on air, send us a little message to Back to the 80s Radio's Facebook page. Send us a direct message, and we will go ahead and write that down and possibly talk about it on our next show.
So before I say goodnight, Toscano, I want to wish everybody out there a changtastic weekend and a changtastic week. I wish you all the best, and remember, you count, you matter. You and yourself are as great as anybody else. So I bid you all an adios, sayonara, arrivederci, Hasta la vista, hasta luego. And to all my bros and hoes out in OC, later bros. And to all the homies from across this land, orderly.
Until next Friday, everybody, have a great time. Be safe. Don't do anything that we wouldn't do. And of course, enjoy the week.